Back on the Jefferson Exchange and the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. Between the mountains, the coastline, and the various bodies of water, we live in a place that can be tricky to travel by land. We've spent years turning old mule trails into modern highways, but some places are just harder than others. Like Last Chance Grade on US 101 in Del Norte County, south of Crescent City. Not just the vehicles move on 101, so does the road. It's in a slide-prone area, and the State Transportation Department, Caltrans, recently announced which option is intended to replace Last Chance Grade. It'll include a tunnel, and a big one. Let's get details from Jamie Mattioli, who is the Last Chance Grade project manager. Jamie, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. Give us a fix on where the grade is, south of Crescent City, north of Klamath.
Exactly. So about 10 miles south of Crescent City, there's a nice little beach called Wilson Creek Beach, and the grade starts just north of a bridge that crosses Wilson Creek, and it goes up for about 3 miles until you turn into the dense forest there. So that's essentially the grade. It raises about 600 feet from just above sea level to as it enters the forest there.
It is quite a climb. There's climbing lanes on it and everything, aren't there?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. And how long has maintenance been an issue? Or when has it not been, I guess is the easier question.
It's always been an issue. So looking back at records from 1937, we see the resident engineer noted the road's moving, keep an eye on it. So yeah, ever since the alignment's been in this place, there's been issues. There's been work happening for decades, and there's been impacts to motorists and people of the region. So, yeah.
Was the road movement less of an issue when vehicles did not weigh as much as they do now?
That's a really good question. I imagine it's always been an issue. We started to see more chronic challenges as, frankly, as we run out of real estate. So since 37, we measured the movement, and we've seen 40 feet of horizontal movement westward and about 30 feet of vertical movement. So you have places that are potentially tens of feet thick with asphalt as we've paved. But as we run out of real estate and you see some of these smaller nested landslides within the larger landslides start to move, we've had greater damage and some closures of the road and a lot of work as we put retaining walls in that are not meant to hold back the landslide. They're just meant to keep the road together as it moves. Those landslides are prone to damage, those walls are. And so we've done extensive repairs on those walls, and it's visible to motorists. You can see we put one wall on the boundary between two of these landslides that are moving at different rates, different directions.
Wow.
And it's very visible to see the movement there and that wall breaking apart. We've since demolished that wall. We have a new wall in the location. So just very visible damage very concerning for people of the region.
That number is staggering, though, 40 feet moved horizontally. And operationally, then, what happens at the worst part of the grade where the retaining walls are present?
Operationally, we've been down to one lane for about 9 years. We just opened it back up to two lanes in October last year. So just motorists have experienced that one lane, either the signal or traffic control. And there's people, we got a letter from a 12-year-old in Crescent City talking about the impact to her family and, mom and dad come home late from work. It's a local road. People commute from Klamath to Crescent City. That's where they work. They take care of family. So just the constant impact of having to wait and then people getting frustrated and sometimes doing unsafe things when they're frustrated. So that's the sort of impacts people have had. So very happy that crews have opened it back up to two lanes recently.
We're talking about US 101 in Del Norte County on Last Chance Grade between Klamath and Crescent City with Jamie Mattioli, the project manager. We're talking about the alternative for moving off of Last Chance Grade, getting 101 on a new alignment, which is going to involve a tunnel. We'll get to that in a moment. You can join the conversation with emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Jamie, you were talking about the people who use the road now. So other than 101, what are the options for moving up and down the coast in that area between Klamath and Crescent City, for example?
That's it, sir. It's really it. There's no other detour. There's a number of like logging roads and park roads that are, you know, 45 degree angles, super tight turns, muddy messes that are not, they're not passable. Even I think even potentially in summer at the current condition, and let alone if you have winter conditions and maybe a 4x4 vehicle can get through. I think maybe in a matter of tens of minutes, wow, like an hour potentially. Mm-hmm. So that's like the only potential emergency detour, those park roads that connect. So there's nothing else. And if the road shuts down, it's an 8-hour detour from Klamath to Crescent City. If the other highways are open, and the other highways during winter conditions often have either work being done or potentially even closure. So it's a severe impact if that road's closed.
Absolutely. All right. So no alternatives in the ways of routes. So when looking at alternatives to do something different with Last Chance Grade, for one, you're within the Redwood Parks. I mean, you have some other issues that require some care and planning.
Absolutely. So many sensitive resources in the area. So it's within Redwood National and State Park, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. I believe there's two in the state World Heritage Sites. There are sensitive species, marble murrelet, spotted owl. It's the ancestral territory of five tribes, Yurok peoples and Talwa peoples. And there are cultural resources within the area. And it's also within the coastal zone, so it's sensitive coastal habitat. And there are coastal views, coastal access. So that, yeah, very sensitive location, kind of all these things coming together.
So alternative F is the winner, requiring a tunnel. And where would the new route depart from the old one, right there at Wilson Creek?
It's about a mile up the road. There's, if folks are familiar, there's a camera at the grade, mounted on a pole, and the tunnel would begin at the south end, just south of that camera. So folks have ever seen that one. And it's a little more than a mile, 6,000-foot tunnel, and it would re-enter the highway just north of the grade, right? There's a turnout on the east side as the road turns into the park. So, yeah, motorists would still see those climbing lanes going up Last Chance Grade north of the bridge. They would take a right turn into a tunnel heading north, and then there's a couple turns in the tunnel before you exit out into the trees, essentially. At the north end of the tunnel, there's a bridge that would be built that would span over a sensitive area of wetlands. So, yeah, that would be sort of the user experience for people driving in the tunnel.
Would this be the biggest tunnel in California?
It would be the biggest highway tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the costliest?
Biggest tunnel Caltrans has ever built. And the costliest. We expect that, especially in terms of recent tunnels were built years ago, and inflation affects the cost. So, yeah, definitely the largest dollar number we would have seen for any tunnel.
Which is 2-point-something billion, isn't it?
That's the current estimate for the $20-$30, moving forward to the beginning of construction and inflating those dollars. And that's a preliminary number, and we expect we'll be refining that over the coming months.
And is the money in place?
No. So we have money only for environmental phase in place. So we are funding this project by phase. And we have a number of phases. You start with planning. We're now in the environmental phase, working to complete the environmental document at the end of next year. And that kicks off the design phase, where we finalize the design, get it ready for a contractor to build. We also in that phase, we secure the real estate and we secure environmental permits. So we expect 4 years for that phase, the design phase, wrap up in 2030 or better. We're trying to beat that timeline. And then we would begin construction. So currently we anticipate 6 to 8 years to build this tunnel. So we're going to be requesting funding for the design phase in the spring. Now that we have this alternative selected, we're honing in on what it's going to cost to design, We're working on securing contracts with designers, oversight firms, and actually a contractor to sit at the table with us and help us design this. So yeah, we'll be making a big ask in the spring for the design funding, and the construction funding ask would happen, could happen as late as 2028, 2029, but the sooner we secure funding for construction, the better, Jeff.
Jamie Mattioli is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the project manager at Last Chance Grade, which is going to get a reworking, we're hearing, a 6,000-foot tunnel if all goes as planned. That's in Del Norte County between Crescent City and Klamath. So I wonder, though, if the slide proneness up the hill translates into some challenges drilling a tunnel through it.
Yeah, it does. Well, the underlying geology is just challenging. It's a mix of stuff. So even if you didn't have a landslide in the area, the rock and what's down there is challenging. It's a lot of groundwater. And we have two types of landslides in the area. So the south end of Last Chance Grade, we have what's known as a melange. It's an earth float. Melange, like French word for mix of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've heard the metaphor raisins and oatmeal. And I'm sorry if that's a terrible metaphor, but like yeah, big blocks of rock and kind of gooey clay stuff at the south. And that's a melange. So when you drive that section of road, it's kind of undulating up and down. And that's because it's been moving on order of a couple inches a year. So we will retain the road in that area. And then we're avoiding the landslide known as the Broken Formation. So you get to the north end, the North Mile, and that's where you see the retaining walls, where you have steeper slopes, you have rock slides, and you have greater movement. That area that's moved 40 feet is up in that area. So we're avoiding that rock slide, the Broken Formation, and we are placing the southern portal within that melange, or at the very edge of it. So managing that is very technically challenging. And we've got an innovative approach proposed currently, and we're looking at how to complete that design, how to refine that design, and any manner we could make it safer and more sustainable. So, it's super challenging, and we also have the best geotechnical minds, I believe, in the country available to us working on this, either as designers or as an oversight group. We have an expert panel available to us that can help us. And we're going to be securing another contract for design and for oversight. So, yeah, very difficult, but we got the best people working on it.
We have an email from a viewer who identifies as atypical. And atypical's question is, with the expected continuation of geological processes, how long will the tunnel be viable?
The design life of tunnel, we expect at least 50 years. But they often live longer. So yeah, we're going to build a tunnel that's going to last.
And then, Jamie, are there any further opportunities? It sounds like with the different phases, there are going to be multiple opportunities for public comment as bits of the process are introduced.
Absolutely. So we, at a minimum, we like to just come back to the public once a year and be able to provide an update, hear any comments or concerns at public meetings. We maintain a website that we try to keep up to date and share all the latest information. Folks can email us there at any time. My cell phone's posted on there. Project manager Liana Winkta Prinz, her cell phone is posted on there. So folks can call us. They can email us at any time. We always welcome that. And we just got done with our circulation of the draft environmental document, and our comment period closed in February. So that was really important that we got a number of really thoughtful comments during that period. And yeah, the engagement continues as we refine the design, start thinking about aesthetics. It's going to be really important to get feedback. And we've been working with a number of stakeholder working groups, four working groups that have helped us throughout the process, and we'll continue to engage with them.
Okay, just a couple seconds left. Does this feel like the beginning of the end? Even?
Beginning a continuation of super important work for the people of the region, and we're so fortunate to be a part of the process and be on the team.
Jamie Mattioli is with Caltrans, the last chance grade project manager, and the alternative chosen is for a tunnel of 6,000 feet with lots of details yet to be worked out. Jamie, thanks for sharing this part of the process with us on The Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, take it easy. Short break on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll come back and talk about school funding and then community giving.